It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ah, yes, honey. It is tea time. Kicking things off with Demi Lovato. This is really cool. She is set to host a series of, like, pillow talk. Frank conversations about sex and love. It'll be a 10-episode series. We'll follow her. She sits down with experts, celebs, discussing relationships, body positivity, gender, identity, activism, social media. The list goes on and on. It's kind of a total wellness show. So, go girl. That's excellent. She also says, no, I am not dating Machine Gun Kelly. They are just friends. Do we believe that?
Well, it doesn't mean they're not doing anything.
They're just not, yeah, official boyfriend, girlfriend at the moment. But we'll keep you posted on that, of course. Well, Post Malone, he's got himself a new face tattoo. Posty managed to make room on his face for a new tat. It's on his cheek. It's a slightly bloodied buzzsaw blade.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Listen, I love Post Malone. He's going to be in Indy on Sunday. I'm in the nosebleeds if you want to find me. That's where I'll be. But I can't wait to see him. But man, like, I saw an old photo of him, like, with no face tats. I just don't know about face tats. I love Post Malone, but that would never be my thing.
I know.
How do we feel about face tats?
I'd never have seen a face tat I'd like.
Okay.
I feel like Post Malone can pull him off.
I mean,
no, he does.
Anybody,
he does.
But I'm just thinking when he's old, it's got to be rough. When those are wrinkly. Woo! But he's such a vibe, and I love everything about him. So.
Maybe he'll get some Botox for the blade saw or the butt saw.
You never know.
Tighten that baby up.
Well, Dr. Drew is upset with the media, like all of us, basically saying they are totally overhyping the coronavirus.
I'm really pissed at the way the press is reporting coronavirus. Here's the headlines they're saying. The headlines are, oh my God, there's tens of thousands of more cases than we knew. There's so many more coronavirus infections. The headline should be, in spite of there being many, many tens of thousands of more cases, it's milder than we ever knew and only 300 people have died. Worry about the flu. That will kill you. Influenza is way more likely to kill you. Way more. Get your flu shots.
Whatever, Dr. Drew. How dare you insult me?
Whatever, Dr. Drew. I mean, it was putting me at ease about the virus, but now I'm freaked out about the flu.
But
so.
See, at least us, I want to say that, because we try to actually know what we're, even though we're dummy. Oh, let me speak for this. I'm a dummy. I just try my best not to be too stupid. But we've said that before, Mackenzie, with the coronavirus. These are the facts. By the way, influenza is the number one killer. Of course, it's way more than that. But it is true in China. They had to build a freaking hospital in 10 days just for all these things. And the one doctor that reported it in China, he's dead now at 34 from the thing. It is a serious thing.
It is.
You shouldn't freak out.
And that's our job,
to
get the word out. But people do panic, just like the bird flu. Hopefully, this is just another thing that, you know, they find a cure and it goes away.
I'm just worried they're going to get like an animal with like the flu that's really fast, like the lion flu. Like, I'll never get away from that.
Cheetah flu.
Yeah, cheetah flu, no.
Well, David.
You could use Cheetos maybe to get rid of it.
Maybe. David Letterman is revealing that Quentin Tarantino actually threatened to beat him to death with a baseball bat.
Oh, I got into a great fight with Quentin Tarantino. And he was upset because I found out there was one guest on the show, and her girlfriend was somebody he was dating, a famous star who was so famous I can't recall the name. And I was saying, no, you're not dating Quentin Tarantino. And she said, yes I am. And I said, oh, please tell me this isn't true. Now, I'm joking.
Right.
So basically, Quentin Tarantino got wind and was not happy. He called up Letterman to his office and said he's going to beat him to death with a baseball bat. So Letterman had his producer jump on the line. They asked him to come to New York. They asked Tarantino. He never showed up. And then years later, Tarantino apologized to David Letterman for those comments.
That's insane.
Super intense.
No kidding. All right. Thank you, Kenzie.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM. Now to 52140.
So did you see, well, sorry, I looked at it again and it kind of took my breath away. Did you see
thank you. I do that often.
No, your photos on Instagram are very nice. You do a great job with Instagram. Did you see the photo with Porkchop's boyfriend?
Whoa. It's so funny because we have a group text, like chat, and I saw that and I was like, whoa, boy. And then 2 seconds later, you sent it to our group chat.
Yeah, no response. Chops, did you see your boyfriend's photo?
Yeah, I saw it. I know which one you're talking about.
And you're totally okay with it?
I mean, he looks great.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, we're going to actually put this photo up online. I think we're allowed to put it on our website, joemckenzie.com. So we'll give you the link to that in just a second. But Hang on, because this, I don't know if anybody else would be cool with this. If Lindsay did this, I would be upset. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.